Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on this week's episode, we'll be recapping the Eagles' Super Bowl 59 win. We'll also be discussing basketball as the NBA reaches its All-Star break weekend, which kicks off this Friday night in San Francisco, with the last games before the break being Thursday. There's I think three or four, as there usually is before the weekend break, and then they'll have some more days off before games kick off again next week as we reach the final. I think it's probably less than 30 games to go before NBA playoffs kick off, as we'll be about, we're about 2 months away from that, a month from March Madness. And then Major League Baseball spring training is right around the corner, and about 8 or 9 days, depending on teams. We'll play some spring training games. I know pitchers and catchers are reporting this week, if not, yesterday. I mean, it was probably yesterday or Sunday, maybe even Saturday, as, they report to their designated, spring training areas. Whether that be in Florida or Arizona. So yeah, we're right around the corner from there. Nothing really crazy has happened. There's pretty much most of the free agents have signed. There's still, Alex Bregman is still not signed. I think it was in the past week, we had Pete Alonso coming back to the Mets on a 2-year deal. Just today, I think it was Kenley Jansen signed a 1-year, $10 million deal with the Angels. So I'm not, other than Bregman, I don't think there's really many free agents left to go as we, reach spring training. You kind of want to sign before so you can get, reported to, training and all that, and do, the preseason drills and kind of get, familiar with the new team and stuff like that before the season kicks off, in about a month. They usually, with baseball now, the past, it's been a while, maybe 5 or so years, where, they start the regular season that last couple of days of March, and then we're full in it until pretty much early October about, so we'll do some of that. That's pretty much all I think I'll probably say about baseball. There's nothing a whole lot, but yeah, with pitchers and catchers reporting, spring training right around the corner, it's going to start ramping up. We probably won't be covering spring training on here just because, the games don't count. It's just, for them to get, have some kind of live action in a kind of a game setting, as, and then they ramp up towards the end of spring training, where players will start playing more of the game. Starting pitchers start going into maybe the fifth or sixth inning. Just at the beginning, they're just pitching maybe 2 innings. Position players are getting 2, maybe 3 at bats a game, and then, because with preseason, football, NFL, NBA, all that stuff, if a lot of teams that, like, you know who's going to be on, like, the opening roster and stuff like that, you know, that's pretty much set. And then you have, like, you know, training camp battles, you know, between maybe a up-and-coming prospect and, like, you know, a more veteran player, you know, for, like, you know, third base or center field or something like that. So kind of, you know, managers are using spring training to analyze, you know, who would get the job, or, and, you know, bring up prospects and, like, you know, who gets to make the opening day roster and who, you know, might get sent down to the minor leagues for, like, a little bit more time. They usually get brought up at some point, usually because of an injury or something happens. So, yeah, that kind of wraps up that, because, I mean, there's not much happening until, you know, the regular season kicks off. But, like, you know, any major, like, you know, kind of breaking news during spring training, like maybe someone gets injured and that kind of derails a team's, you know, season outlook, you know, then we'll kind of talk about that. But it's spring training, not a whole lot happening. You know, it's kind of good to be back. You know, at least they did to, like, you know, go to, like, Arizona or Florida, where it's a little bit warmer and not, you know, let's see what it is, 13 degrees, feeling like 8, you know, in Wisconsin here. So that's at least, you know, nice. But, you know, back to, I mean, mostly, give me recapping the Super Bowl, and then, you know, not a whole lot of NBA, but we will kind of discuss a little bit things, you know, where teams stand before we reach the All-Star break. As, like I said, we're about 30 games left to go after the break for teams. Maybe close to, like, probably, yeah, it would be like 30, because maybe like 2 days, you know, they play about maybe 2 or 3 games. Yeah, I do. Yeah, we're about 30 games left, around probably less, but, you know, so that'll take us into, like, you know, that time. But, you know, the majority, main, you know, topic for the show is going to be Super Bowl 59, which happens Sunday, obviously. Not the most fun game to watch for me. I was rooting for the Chiefs to win, as, you know, Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and they were, like, my favorite players and stuff like that, and I was hoping they'd, you know, be able to pull it off, the three-peat. And I think I said 31-28 was my prediction. I was not close at all. 40-22 Eagles. You know, they jumped up to, like, a 24-0 halftime lead, and then, you know, pretty much cruised from there. The Chiefs didn't score until, like, I think late third quarter, something like that. And then had, like, I mean, 3 touchdowns, and then had converted 2 extra point attempts. So, and then the Eagles kind of did enough. I mean, it was pretty much their defense that carried it. I know, like, Jalen Hurts won MVP, but, like, I mean, that's just, like, I mean, it's always going to be, like, an, you know, offensive player or something like that. Like, they're never going to fully give it to a defensive player. I mean, last time a defensive player won was, that'd have been Von Miller for Super Bowl 50, which will be, you know, 10 years ago next year when it's Super Bowl 60, and it's, we'll be back in, you know, St. Clair, where the Niners play, like it was for Super Bowl 50. So it'll be a little bit of a warmer, you know, environment, outdoor stadium for Super Bowl, as opposed to, like, you know, the last couple ones that have been indoors and all that. So, you know, that's next year, which, I mean, you know, we're already counting down pretty much. I mean, you know, even the Eagles and Chiefs, I mean, they just played, but, you know, they're already prepared for next season, you know, with, like, scouting and all that stuff for, like, drafts and free agency. I mean, as every other team has, because, I mean, you're doing that even as, you know, even, like, week four of the regular season this past year. So, like, you know, it's, like, a constant cycle. I mean, with not just football, but all sports, as, you know, you're looking ahead, you're scouting talent, you're looking at, like, you know, your free agents and all that stuff. And, you know, we're going to get start ramping up, because I don't think free agency starts. I think it's March. Let's see. 16th? It's like mid-March, I know that. We're not... We're not there yet, as it kind of, I know with, like, basketball, I think, like, and baseball, it's pretty, like, close after, like, you know, everything ends. It's maybe a week or two for both of those. Like, it's pretty right around, you know, the NBA Finals and World Series ending that, like, free agency and, like, the offseason kicks off and we're officially into, like, the new, you know, year. But, like, Hurts, kind of getting back to what I was talking about, MVP, he had, like, 3 total touchdowns, 2 passing, and then a good old tush-push from the 1 after, I mean, he passed such a, I don't know if it was a wheel route, but it was some kind of, like, route, like, of a wheel of variety. Jahan Dotson caught it. I think they initially ruled him a touchdown, and then they reviewed it, and he was, like, you know, down at the 1, so they pushed him in, and because that was, like, the first touchdown game, and then I don't know if it was after, but, like, the Chiefs were driving, and then, or the Eagles were driving again. They did pick off Hurts in, like, the red zone, and then, you know, weren't able to score. They didn't have, like, anything really going offensively. I mean, they were under pretty much constant pressure. Mahomes was all game. They had, like, Eagles had, I believe, 6 sacks. Double check that. I'm sure. Yep, 6 sacks. They had, oops, sorry, 2 interceptions. Cooper DeJean had an interception return for a touchdown. And then Zach Bond had the other one. 4 QB pressures, 11 QB hits. So, I mean, the, you know, offensive line issues came back again. Just like, let's see, I'm going back. Like, against the Texans in the division round, they had 3 sacks. The Bills had, let's see, 2. So, like, they weren't, they all kind of hold their own. I mean, the Eagles definitely had the better pass rush out of all those. And I would, yeah, Eagles and then the Texans and then the Bills are the teams that played in the postseason. So, because then, you know, giving up that many sats that round, you know, that's not bad. It's holding your own, but, like, 6 in a playoff game, you know, is not going to do it. Because, I mean, we had to put Jordan or Joe Thurney, who was usually left guard, like a Pro Bowl left guard, out at left tackle to try and, like, hold up that, like, you know, Mahomes' blind side. And, like, you know, it did well against, you know, the Texans and Bills, but it just kind of reared its ugly head. So, like, we're definitely going to have to get a left tackle or both tackle situation. I mean, we should be able to re-sign him. And then, you know, picking 31st overall in the draft, like, we'll still be able to get a decent if not a very good, like, you know, tackle at that draft spot. And then I don't know who else who's out there in free agency. You know, we drafted a left tackle in round 2 last year, who had like some struggles. I think he was coming off like out of college, like he was pretty like raw as a prospect, like didn't have a whole lot of playing time. But like, you know, the upside and stuff was there. You know, probably wasn't also expected to start or get a whole lot of playing time, but I know with like, you know, injuries or kind of struggles like that, you're going to kind of shift someone in and be like, let's see if this works. So probably will be better in, you know, year 2. And then if we can get, you know, a pretty good tackle that can like solidify that. And then after that, I mean, we're pretty good. Like, receiving-wise, we're pretty good. I mean, we might draft someone later on. You know, we might. Because, I mean, I don't think we'll draft a tight end in round 1 just because the only tight ends are kind of worth drafting in round 1 are going to be probably gone by pick number 31. And at this point, you know, tackle is going to be more of a sufficient need at this point. And then, I mean, defense, I mean, maybe in round 2, try and look at getting like a D lineman, because it's a pretty good, you know, D line class this year in the draft. And then we have like 2 third round picks, like pretty much almost. Well, we have like a second round pick and then a third round pick, like pretty close to back to back. Like, there's only a couple of picks in between, if not that. So, I know we'll be back. You know, the Mahomes era is not over. You know, we're still gonna be, you know, in there competing for Super Bowls for a long, long time. And, you know, the last time the Chiefs got, you know, their butts kicked in the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers with Tom Brady, then, like, you know, they made some changes and then were able to, like, you know, go on this run where they made 3 straight Super Bowls, 1 back-to-back. So, we'll be back as well. And then who knows? I mean, maybe Kelce will retire. I mean, he had, like, his lowest, you know, definitely his worst season as a pro. You know, he's at, like, 35 years old. I don't think he'll be 36 by the time the next season starts. But, you know, that's something, you know, he'll have to ponder. And, you know, his brother retired last year, so I'm sure, you know, he'll be talking to his big brother about, like, you know, how he knew it was time to, you know, hang up and stuff like that. Because he has a Hall of Fame career, like, he'll be going to the Hall of Fame, no doubt. So, you know, we'll be back and have ways to. And we'll have, like, you know, Rashid Rice back next year at some point. He probably will get suspended for being a part of, like, you know, our automobile accident over the last offseason. So, like, I know. So it'll probably be like, yeah, 4 sits game, something like that. Like, because, I mean, like, he did, like, you know, turn himself in. He has been, like, you know, reporting to police and stuff like that. So, like, it's not like some players where, like, you know, something like this happens and then they just completely, like, you know, flee and all that stuff. So we'll have him back because he, like, was the main reason he caught on fire last, you know, year into the playoffs and helped us win back-to-back. So, disappointing, it's, you know, and stuff like that, but, like, I know we'll be back, and I wouldn't even be able to enjoy it because we'd have people complaining about the refs. Like, it was you know, offensive pass interference, and already people were playing. It's like, that was pass, that was offensive pass interference. Like, he, like, pushed off Trent McDuffie's, like, face mask. Like, I don't know. And it was like, the ref was, like, literally running, not, like, side by side with him, but along with him, like, in front of them. And see it happen, like, they're gonna fly that. And then there's some questionable calls against the Chiefs that happened, like, the fumble on Mahomes, like, an Eagles defensive player was in, like, the face mask of Mahomes, like, had his helmet kind of pushed up. They didn't call that, so, I mean, and some other calls that they didn't get called for the Chiefs, so you can't say it. So, it's just annoying, and then, so, you know, just shut up about the stupid ref, and it's stupid, and it's annoying. Just stop. Because you know if it was your team and, like, people doing that, you'd be pretty upset too. Being like, well, we have all these drip players. And, like, for people to say it's the refs and not, like, you know, having a team of talent and, like, you know, coaching staff and all that stuff is just an absurd thing to say. Just if there was, like, some kind of thing or refs were betting on games and, you know, calling it in a way so they could win money and stuff like that, we would have found out, like, that happened with some NBA ref, and it, like, he was able to do it until, like, he did it for a couple of years until he got, like, you know, eventually came around to bite him. So, like we would find out at times that it's just not something, you know, and, you know, to be, like, a ref for all this time and have, like, you know, a couple decades or so and have the opportunity to, like, you know, ref a playoff game and then to get, like, all this, you know, online stuff about how you're trying to help the Chiefs win. It's like, they don't need help to win. You know, like, having all these, like, Mahomes and stuff like that, you don't need help. So, all that. So, I mean, that's all I'll say about, like, the refs and all that stuff, you know. I mean, game-wise, yeah, I wish there was really a whole lot more to talk about compared to, like, last year or, like, you know, 2 years ago when the Chiefs and Eagles played. Because that was, like, back and forth, like, scoring. And then last year was, I mean, like, that last fourth quarter was pretty back and forth. Like, Tatum Lee then tied in all that stuff. And then we went, you know, then we went to overtime. Like, that was a really good game. This is, it was entertaining at the end. Just, you know, the Chiefs fans started doing stuff, and there was, like, pit sets. It's not the worst Super Bowl I've seen. That's still probably that Seahawks-Broncos game. From 2014, so the 2013 season. I'm trying to think. I mean, these two Chiefs Super Bowl losses, I mean, recently, are probably up there, but that's just because, like, I mean, I was rooting for the Chiefs, so, like, that's kind of why it makes it a little, down and stuff. So, but, I mean, you know, I'm sure, I mean, they're going to be backed a bunch of times, just, like, you know, if they were off for, like, a little bit, you know, is, like, you know, like, you know, they have, like, a down and a turn, like, they either don't make the playoffs or they make the playoffs to get out of the, like, wild card or something like that. Like, that's still, like, a low 20s, mid-teens draft pick, so that's something that we could use to, and all, like, in the past, like, Mahomes has, like, restructured his contract to free up some cap space, so, like, we're gonna be pretty set. And, like, when Tom and them, like, they won, like, three, and then they weren't back for, like, a while, like, maybe, like, thought it was 10 years, but like I don't expect that. I mean, there's questions of like, you know, the Bills. Because, I mean, their main competition in the AFC is like the Bills and Ravens. I mean, the Bengals might lose like T. Higgins. So then, like, you know, they lose like their number two receiver to go along with Jamar Chase. Bills, you know, they have Josh Allen. They don't have like a true number one receiver or anything like that. So that's something they need. Defense, they kind of had some struggles. Secondary, I think safety Micah Hyde is retiring or announced he was retiring. And like he was getting up there in like age. And the Ravens, you know, are probably the best. I mean, the main thing is like going to be like, you know, Lamar. Can he finally get like, you know, like two playoff wins in a playoff, I should say, like, because he can win one, but can he win, like, you know, more than one? And then, you know, like, they have Derrick Henry, but he'll be, like, 31, turning 32, so, like, he's not getting, you know, not getting any younger. So, there's questions with them. I wish there was a little bit more to kind of talk about, you know, Super Bowl-wise, because you're hoping it's a good game so you can, like, you know, so I can, like, discuss and stuff like that, like last year's, because I don't think I had started the podcast. I think I started about a month, you know, after the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Is when I started the podcast, so like I didn't do like a kind of immediate, like, you know, couple days after the game, you know, recap type of thing like this for that Super Bowl. Like last year was the first one, and you know, it was a really good game, and this, like, you know, got out of hand pretty quick. Like, I mean, the data is pretty much that pitch sets. Like, if we would have been able to go down there and score, like, a touchdown, immediately 10-7. Because we won the toss, so we got, and deferred, so we got the ball in the second half, to start the second half. So, like, you know, if we could have kept it, like, 10-7, you know, 13-7, or, like, 16-10, something like that, like, you know, we would have been in it. And fine, because then, like, towards the end, we were able to kind of start moving the ball a little bit more. We also didn't run at all. We only had 11 carries as a team. Eagles had 45, with 25 of those being Barkley. I mean, we shut down Barkley a good bit, like, only 25 carries for 57 yards. And then Hurts had 11 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. I mean, again, with quarterbacks like rushing quarterbacks like that, like, it says like a carry, but a lot of times it's because, like, you know, they're trying to do like a pass or play action, and there's just nothing open. So then they take off and run for, like, you know, 7 or how many yards. So I think that technically counts as a carry, even though it's not like a designed run play. You know, it's them. Just the play breaking down or nothing open in the defense. So, and then, like, Hurts was 17 for 22 passing, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. He got sacked twice. I think most of those were, like, him, like, kind of running around and then trying to, like, you know, run, and then I think not making it back to, like, line of scrimmage. So it's like, I think, like, you know, technically a sack, but, like, not going, but, like, not like he's trying to drop him back to pass and the pocket collapses and he gets set that way. So I think it's kind of more of that. And then Kenny Pickett had a pass attempt. And then, so yeah, Barkley 25 carries, 57 yards. Gainwell 6 carries for 10 yards, and Pickett had 3 carries for negative 4 yards. And then receiving is Devontae Smith, 4 catches on 68 yards and a touchdown, a 46-yard touchdown. A.J. Brown, 3 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. Jahan Dotson, 2 catches, 42. Barkley, 6 catches for 40 yards. And then Goddard, 2 catches for 27. I talked about the defense with like 6 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. Josh Sweat, 2.5 sacks. Milton Williams, 2 sacks. And then those are like the big ones. And Mahomes was 21 for 32. 257 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Including the pit sets. The other one was like, we got the ball. I don't think it was after that interception, but it was something. And then he offensive lineman got kind of beat on, the rush, and that, defensive player was able to push, I think it was our left tackle, into Mahomes, so it kind of hit him in the body as he was throwing, so kind of changed that throw. Then it was Pitt. Because like I said, we only had 11 carries for 49 yards. Half of those yards for Mahomes with 25 yards on 4 carries. Hunt, 3 carries for 9 yards. Samaje Perine, 1 carry for 8 yards. And then 3 carries for 7 yards from Pacheco. Xavier Worthy, leading receiver, 8 catches on 8 targets for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a long one. Probably his first kind of long touchdown, I think, in a while. Fully able to use that speed of his. Kelsey, 4 catches for 39 yards. Hopkins, 2 catches for 18 yards and a touchdown. Smith-Schuster, 2 catches, 16. Brown, 2 catches, 15. And then a catch each from Hunt, Pacheco, and Noah Gray. Mahomes with the fumble. Creed Humphrey with a fumble. When did that happen? I don't remember him fumbling. Huh. And then stats, like I said, defense, 2 sacks, 10 tackles for loss. We probably should have had him a couple times, but he escaped just before. And Chris Jones, kind of injured himself into the game and then didn't play, I don't think, much of that third, kind of partially through the third quarter onward. So that task. Stunk. Brian tricked at the interception. Nothing. Nothing crazy like that. So. Yeah, that kind of wraps up. I think Super Bowl talked like that. They're just, game wasn't as entertaining or exciting as you hope for in a Super Bowl. And then, I mean, commercials. I'm trying to think. It wasn't. There was like some solid ones. The weirdest is probably Seal as a Seal saying Kiss from a Rose from Batman Forever, but it wasn't like the actual song. It was like a kind of a parody because it was a Mountain Dew Baja Blast commercial. So that was kind of stood out. What else? I'm trying to think. Just like some of them kind of got like, you know, we got like little teasers. Cause like, you know, through me like watching like YouTube videos and stuff like that, we would get like things and it'd be like an unskippable ad. So it's like, so it's like playing like 15 seconds and it's kind of like giving you something, then it's like, you know, February 9th, 25, you know, so it's like, you know, it's like a Super Bowl ad, or it's gonna be like, you know, something to do with that. I remember seeing like it's William Dafoe. I don't know the other lady. But it's like a Michel Ultra, and they're like hustling people to play pickleball for, you know, Michel Ultra. So there was that. There was like a Bud Light with Post Malone, Peyton Manning. There was like a Reese's Lava thing where it's like lava fudge or lava like chocolate, because it's like, so it's kind of like erupting onto the top of the peanut butter cup or something like that. I don't fully get that one. I mean, I only saw it like once. Some movie like trailer spots had since like, because it's a Super Bowl commercial, so it's like, you know, 30 seconds. You don't have the time for like a full on trailer or anything like that. Because we got like a TV spot for Marvel's Thunderbolts movie, which comes out in May, early May, I believe. I think it's May 2nd, actually. So yeah, early May. So we got like, you know, a TV commercial spot for that with like, you know, being like full new trailer online. So, you know, had to like go onto the YouTube and stuff to check the full, or, you know, your Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, Twitter to see the full, you know, new commercial or new trailer. I think there was like one, obviously, I think for like Captain America Brave New World, which comes out this Friday, you know, Valentine's Day. So that's been my Valentine's Day, you know, weekend and stuff like that. Going to see that most likely in, you know, the last 5 episodes of Cobra Kai come out. And then the new episode of Invincible. So that's going to be, you know, so don't have a Valentine's date, but like, you know, I think I'm really winning by watching those things. So we got a new like look for the live action How to Train Your Dragon movie. Again, with I think a new like trailer online. And then I thought we were gonna get like Lilo and Stitch for the live action Lilo and Stitch, you know, a trailer or at least something. But it wasn't, it was just like having Stitch like running on a football field, and then having like the grounds crew trying to catch him, like, you know, they do when like a squirrel or an animal or a crazy fan is on the field. So, and that was all it was. Like, it wasn't, you know, like footage from the movie or anything like that. So that's kind of what I thought was to be expected when I saw that, like, I think, like, you know, Disney was like, yeah, this is confirmed of, like, what we're going to be showing. But that's what I mean, like, so that was a little weird, I suppose, like, just showing something. Because I think that comes out in May. I don't know when it is. I think it's May 23rd, something like that. Wouldn't that be Memorial Day? Maybe it's Memorial Day weekend? I don't know. Maybe. But, you know, to have it come out in like 3 months and like we haven't really got any like full trailer or anything is a little kind of weird that we're not ramping up in, you know, our marketing and promotion stuff like that. No Marvel, the Fantastic Four. I mean, they did a trailer like, it was like almost 2 weeks ago. But like, you think they maybe like want to put that in, kind of squeeze it in type of thing. But I guess with, I mean, with Captain America coming out this Friday and then Thunderbolts in May, they'll probably attach the Fantastic Four trailer to Captain America. It made sense. You're going to see a Marvel movie. They're going to be advertising some of the other ones coming up. I think that's the last Marvel movie coming out this year, is Fantastic Four movies. 2025. There we go. Okay. We got... America, Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four. Yeah, so that's that's all we got for movies. The rest are shows. But the one I'm looking most forward to is Daredevil Born Again, which comes out on my birthday, March 4th. And then Ironheart, I'm looking forward to that because I like during the Wakanda or Black Panther Forever, like Black Panther 2 movie. So, and then yeah, we have stuff from there, but that's future. So, so. That's kind of commercials. I mean, yeah. I mean, now with like all this, you know, social media and stuff like that, like we see more of the commercial kind of previews before the game even happens. So it's like, so that's kind of like, kind of ruins a little bit of effect if you see kind of that most of that ad before, you know, the game takes place and all that. So that's a little, but I mean. It is what it is, like there. I'll have to look at like a ranking or something and be like, could fully remember like all the commercials. Because there's always so many and stuff like that. So, anyway, yeah, that's what that halftime show was. Kendrick Lamar with like SZA was like a guest for like two of the songs. One was like from the Black Panther movie, which I forgot that he did do a song for that. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but yeah. And then we had Serena Williams as like one of the dancers. It was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty, compared to like some other halftime shows, it was like pretty simple. Like there wasn't like, he didn't do like any like costume or outfit changes. Like the setup was pretty simple, but I mean effective. And then, you know, did his performance, because I mean they only have like, it's a halftime performance for the Super Bowl, so they have about like, it's like less than 15 minutes, like they don't have a whole lot of time. So I mean, they, you know, there's halftime, they do like their halftime analysis, and that's pretty much like, you know, doing the analysis as well as like allowing time for them to, you know, get the stage and all that ready for the performance, you know, and then they have to all take it down and get ready to play set and half. So it's, but so yeah, that pretty much ends our Super Bowl talk. And then basketball, like NBA, like let's see, we had like last night was Luka Doncic's LA Lakers debut. I think he only played like 30 minutes. He was under a little bit of a minute restriction. Let's see. Played 24 minutes because it was kind of a little bit of a blowout. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 out of 14 shooting, 1 for 7 from 3. So, I mean, kind of ease them in. I think they have like, let's see, the Lakers, do they play? I think they play Wednesday. Yeah. Last night they played the Jazz in LA now, and then Wednesday they play the Jazz in Utah. And then they're into the All-Star break, so he'll get like two games in before the All-Star break with the Lakers. I'm guessing probably Wednesday. Again, probably, you know, probably close to 30 minutes again. Because he came back from an injury. That was like his first game playing from an injury in like since Christmas, so kind of ease him in, as well as having it be a new team. So, but we have four games tonight, then a pretty much a full slate of games tomorrow, and then Thursday we have five games, with the Thunder and Timberwolves being on TNT / True TV / Mats at 7:30, and then we're into the All-Star break, and then games kick off again. Nets Wednesday is the rescheduled Lakers game from the Fires, and then we're in it. And then we had Anthony Davis made his Dallas Mavericks debut on Saturday before leaving in the third quarter, I believe, with a lower body, or I think it was lower body injury, but an injury nonetheless. So I think he's out a couple weeks. We have, and he was on the All-Star game, so his new teammate Kyrie Irving is going to replace him. Giannis Antetokounmpo is also going to miss the All-Star break in, I think, like a week or two, maybe, because of injury. So I don't remember who. I think it's Trae Young's replacing him. So, yeah. As far as like standings, yeah, it seems pretty much the same. We'll go a little bit more next week, is like, you know, now with NFL over, that kind of ends, you know, a big portion of our, you know, talk until, you know, the season kicks up again in September, with college football, you know, starting up a week before that. But like, you know, when free agency starts, we'll do that for sure. So, yeah. So that pretty much ends this week's episode. Yeah, so thank you for listening as always, and I will see you next time.